Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. All right, welcome back, everyone, to another Literary Escape Book Club podcast. It is Tiffany and I here with you today. To continue our discussion of, and I've been saying it wrong for the last two episodes, it's the Convenient Risk series by Sarah R. Turnquist. I keep wanting to say inconvenient.
Well, each book has either convenient or inconvenient in the title, so you're fine.
Okay,
it's fine,
so
you're
I'm going to blame it on that, you know, and not my like. Lack
you got part of,
it right.
It's
knowing.
Fine. Jessica's not here to make fun of you, so it's okay.
Oh, I kind of miss it a little bit.
I
know. Oh, Jessica, we hope you're feeling better. And we hope you're watching.
Yes.
Sometimes she does watch when she's not here. I think it's to catch us on what
right,
we're
to see what
her.
We,
Yeah.
And then when I see her at the library, I'll be like, oh, you totally missed it. Mm-hmm. And then I think that eggs are on really watch it.
Yeah.
Make sure.
Did I tell you I went to visit her at the library earlier this year?
Yeah.
And she was so excited that I came into the library. But then while I was there was a lady that's like, could you girls help me? I'm dropping off a donation. And she thought I worked at the library. And she goes, here's some chocolates for you ladies here. And I passed them on. I'm like, I don't actually work here, but I'm happy to help. She's like, oh, I said, well, it was so quiet in there and so stress-free, which is the complete 180 from where I work.
Right.
And I was like, maybe I should work in the library.
I think that every time I'm over there, I'm like, this would be so nice.
It's just so nice. Yeah. There was a group of older ladies playing, I'm not going to say this right. Is it Mahjong?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that right?
So.
Something like that. And of course we knew them because we grew up. There are all these ladies that knew us. One was a friend of the family. Her husband and son farmed my dad's land for years. One was the mother of my fourth grade teacher. And they were just so sweet, chit-chatting. I loved talking with them. So I was like, it's a lot more relaxed than what I deal with every day.
Jessica's got a nice job over there.
She does. She does. All right, so we are going to talk today about A Less Convenient Path, which is book 3 in the Convenient Risk series. I think I got it right?
You did great. Okay. Good job.
Now, I'm going to warn you. As you can see by the cover, I don't know if I have the cover up here, but...
You do.
Thanks for checking that. Yeah. See, Tiff can see my camera screen, so I'm like, I don't know, can you see it? You can see we have a young Indian lady, and her name... is a little difficult to pronounce, so I'm going to do my best here. It says, she is in a hopeless situation. He doesn't have a chance. Marina Guaki is lost. Her native Her native nation has been ordered to a reservation, but her tribe was attacked en route. She and her young brother are all that remain. Wandering in a wilderness filled with dangerous animals, she doesn't have a prayer of survival until Cutie, a hand on the Miller Ranch, happens upon them as he is running from his own demons. But will they add to his troubles, or will Marina awaken something in him he never expected, even bring him to believe in himself once more? A Less Convenient Path is a story of two people without peace. Will they find in each other the very things they are missing? All right. And I like Cutie. I felt bad for him in book one.
Yeah. He kind of got his karma in book one, though.
Yeah, he did.
I mean.
But you didn't know that it was him. that caused that whole fiasco in book one.
Not until the end, yeah. Mm-hmm. You felt, I felt sorry for him. And then when you realize that, you're like, well, you shouldn't get mixed up with that gang, good cutie.
Yeah. Know? So because of that, and because of his history with his dad, like his relationship with his dad, he feels like he's unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's struggling with. And then Brandon is so forgiving and gracious and kind. I think he's like, I can't even take it because you should hate my guts.
Right.
And he doesn't. So it's a bit of a struggle. Okay. Their whole relationship is very interesting, but very fast. Don't you think?
Yes, I agree. Just the way like he stumbled upon them and took them back. And it was just, This one kept me reading, like, because I wanted to know what was going on.
What did you think of Sheriff McAdams?
I got kind of that dirty dog vibe.
Yeah.
I was like, trying to think of a better word, but I'm like, no, dirty dog is.
You dirty rat.
He's just like one of those people.
I throughout the series.
Yeah. And the next book, I think that's where I got more of the dirty dog, because I'm like, he's even worse in the next book.
Yeah.
Like, not a good person.
I'm like, you should not be sheriff.
No.
I feel like it's really weird. I feel like he's a dirty rat. I don't like him. But then he has these moments where he gets like talked into doing the right thing, and he does the right thing right at the right moment.
Right.
But then he goes right back to being, I don't even know what you want to call him. Just, I think it's in book, is it in book three or is it in book four? It's in book three that you see some scenes from his point of view. And it's like, you discover like he made one mistake as a kid. And it almost cost someone their life.
Yeah, that was book four.
Was it book four?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was book three.
This one. No.
It has to be book three, doesn't it? Yeah, it's book three. Because book four, that person that he goes to visit and has a beef with in book three, it starts with him.
Oh, in this book?
Being dead. Starts with that person that the sheriff has an issue with being dead, doesn't it, in book four? Hold on, let's check real quick before we go on. Oh yeah, and I called him McAdams, but it's McAllen. Yeah, because remember, it starts with, in book three, the person he has a beef with that he goes to reconcile with, and it's after that reconciliation that he goes to help save he goes to help save Marina and Cutie. Because book four starts with the death of that person. And that's where Lily feels like.
Book four is Lily and Dan.
Lily and Dan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we get there. I don't know, guys. Sometimes you read so many books so fast that they blur together. But I'm pretty sure that in book three you get POVs of him, and that's where it reveals like he had made one mistake and now he thinks everything's black and white, you follow the rules. And that's why he is such a jerk
towards
Marina, because he's like, nope, you're supposed to be on a reservation,
right?
You're causing trouble in my town. And she was not,
right?
She was not. But people did have a hard time
with
accepting
anybody different.
What did you think about when the sheriff came to the ranch and was like, I need those two Indians you've got?
First of all, I was like, how does he know?
I know.
Because that was really weird.
Because they were attacked.
Right.
And they were the only two that survived, but nobody knew it because they had fled.
Right. And then Cutie picked them up. Yeah, I was puzzled. Like, how did he even know they were there?
Yeah.
But.
And I loved how Cutie, like, oh, my battery died. I was
like,
attention.
I think it just shut out. Oh, Yeah, just closed off. That's okay.
Pardon us while we fix our camera. All right, and we're back after a wee bit of camera problem because I wasn't paying attention to the fact that my camera was running low on battery. How's mine doing? Can you tell?
I can't tell, but it
maybe
looks good.
Maybe I should just go ahead and plug that one real fast.
Maybe.
Just in case. Okay, hold on. Just a second. All right, I think we're good now. I think we're okay with the video part. All right. So, anyways, yeah, I loved how Cutie was, like, standing in front of her, and then he's like, well, I'm going to marry her.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, he was like, what did I do?
Right? He's like, I don't know if I could do this. But you never really understood why until towards the end.
Yeah.
And they were both very, I mean, I kept reading this one, but it was a little more frustrating, I feel like, than some of the other ones.
I would agree. Like, I think this was the one that constant questioning in the head thing started to irritate me.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Because you're like, come on already.
Mm-hmm. Just talk it out.
Just
but
talk it out.
The thing is, they come from two very different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And so things that he did, she was like, he doesn't want me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a burden. And then things that she did, he was like, I don't think she wants me around. Or, you know what I mean? It was just like, there was just a lot of mixed signals in it. So I love it when they finally get together, fully get together and are actually husband and wife. And what did you think, though, about... Nisto, once again, I feel like the kids kind of get put.
Right.
I don't know how to explain
it. On the back burner?
Yeah.
And they're not, I don't know. It's like, who's taking care of these kids in these books kind of feeling.
I know.
I agree.
But, I mean, I like that him and Samuel get along really well. But at the end, well, I'm not going to say it. And I don't want to give away the ending.
How do you?
I just feel like. And maybe it's just meant to feel like he just became part of the family, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just was normal to say, you're here, we're there. And I don't know.
Yeah.
But, okay, there's a lot of drama before we get there that I, outside of the whole other thing. One, Lily McAllen shows up and causes a bit of grief for them. Briefly, because her and Cutie used to date.
And yeah, which thought, I never really understood that very well.
She like, thought that he was going to marry her.
Yeah.
But it sounds like Cutie was just a big flirt before. So.
Yeah.
And then Slim, you learn a little bit more about Slim because when they have their. They take her to like a sweetheart dance or something in town and people are not treating Marina very nicely. And so Slim takes her out and kind of explains like, you know what, that happened to me when I first moved here. But in he's Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot that there used to be a real prejudice there. So he said he got picked on in school, which. As I smack my microphone, helps later on in book five.
Yeah.
Yes, in book five. See, she has everybody keeps coming in and out. So you have to remember, like,
right, where did you read it at?
In book five, he helps Nisto a little bit with that because he's struggling because he's going to school with Samuel and he is an Indian. So people don't treat him real great. So, but okay. This whole thing happens, and what did you think about the events that kind of led to Marina running away and then being captured by the, which tribe was that? Not Cherokee.
It was the Apache.
Apache.
Yeah.
The Apaches.
Yeah, I was like, it was finally going up, 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 and... That good relationship, and then she throws in that twist, and like, what are you doing? But I was glad her brother followed her and then got help.
Yes,
but still, That was a little nerve-wracking for a little bit.
It was. And the abuse she endured.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting really, really scared for her, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then Cutie just running in blind, like, I don't care, that's my wife. And I was amazed he made it to her without being
right
spotted first.
But then you realize when he comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all knew he was there. They were just waiting to... Right?
Cause right. Then, that was the part like, where they were going to ambush him at... Yeah.
Yeah. They emerge from the teepee and it's, mm-hmm. they're all... They're surrounded. And then I thought, they're going to die.
And they're like, no, we need the happy ending. We need that's the right. happy ending. So you keep turning the page to read what happens next.
And that's where Sheriff McAllen comes in and you're like, okay, at that point, it's like, maybe I can like, maybe he's turned a new leaf.
Right.
Based on everything that's happened in the story. Then you go to book four, which I know we'll talk about book four next week. And you think, no,
mm-hmm.
he's a dirty rat.
I say dirty dog. You say dirty rat.
You say dirty dog. I'm like,
I guess a rat think, is worse than a dog. I think there are some cute dogs. So.
I can't remember what movie that's in. It's like, dirty rat. I don't know. So that's what I always think. You're so funny. Anyways, okay, either way, he's a jerk. Okay, mm-hmm. We don't like him.
Nope.
And I can't come to like him. Even though he comes to the rescue a couple times throughout the series.
He does with some, not on his own accord, though.
No, it's like always, he has to be shoved into
always
it.
Always somebody else that, yeah, makes him see the light.
Yeah. And I'm like, you are the sheriff.
Right.
You are supposed to protect and serve.
You're supposed to be the one. It's the leader.
And you've got all like high and mighty mm-hmm. attitude. Like, I don't know. So, yeah. So this book was, it was good, but I think I liked the other one so far
mm-hmm.
better than this one.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So. Did I miss anything? I'm trying to think. Well, I don't want to give it all away. Right. Either. There's a lot of good stuff. When I say I like the other ones better, it's not that the book is bad. The book is good. It's just this has a lot more of that, what do you want to call it, internal struggle, that mm-hmm. questioning back and forth. That
frustrates you.
Yeah.
And relationships, yeah, whereas we're like, just talk about it already. Just wait,
I know.
Get through this. So.
He would have just talked.
Mm-hmm.
But I also can relate because there have been so many times in my own marriage where I'm like, I don't talk. And I'm in my head going, oh, did he mean this? Is this what he's saying? Is that how he really feels? You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas I think men are far more blunt and willing to just say. And They're very straightforward, whereas we're like, oh, does that mean what he actually said? Or did he mean this over here? Yeah. Whereas the guy's just like, I meant what I said. Whatever right? I said is what I meant. So if that helps anyone out there in a relationship.
Most guys mean what they say.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say, at least with my husband, that's the way, yeah. That's what I've learned.
Yeah. With Hans, yes. He says what he means.
Yeah. So, because I'll be like, wait.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, what did you mean this when you said that? Like, now I don't keep my mouth shut. I
yeah.
say it. And he'll be like, hey, you're being a woman again. You're overthinking and you're yeah. adding stuff to it that's yeah. not there. And I was like, well, and I always respond with, well, I am a woman. Okay? Yeah. So, you know. And then it always ends up with us laughing mm-hmm. in the end. So
that's good.
Praise the Lord. Very rarely do we get in a
right
real argument where we're like, I'm not talking to you for a little bit.
Yeah.
Although he knows when I'm mad because I just quit talking. He's like, you've been quiet for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're mad at me.
Yeah. Like, what did I do?
I'm like, yes, I am.
Hans is always like, what's wrong? Is it me? Is it the kids? What is it? Like, well. Just give me a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll come around.
I just need a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when I've said, I actually just need a minute or I'm going to say something I regret.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I'll be back in five. I think
just let me go
there.
Scrub something and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's how I get my anger out.
All right. What would you give the suspense rating in this one?
This one is a little more suspense. Sorry, Jessica. I'd go mocha to a latte.
I would agree. Yeah. Because I think just from the beginning, there's lots mm-hmm. of tense moments. What would you give the mystery level?
Mocha. Mm-hmm. Because there's a couple.
Yeah, instances. But there's not a lot of mystery, no. I don't think, to it. What about the drama level?
A latte, latte.
Yeah. There's a oh, lot yeah, of drama.
Triple latte. I don't
triple
know.
Latte? I like that. Drama gets a triple latte.
Latte, yeah.
There is a lot, and I just think it's because of the, like, her heritage and his heritage, mm-hmm. and just, yeah, there's a lot there. What about the romance level?
Mocha?
Yeah.
There's a couple sweet moments, mm-hmm. but nothing over the top.
Yeah. I would agree.
Nothing to make Jessica blush.
I think she'd go mocha too.
Yeah.
And inspirational level.
I'm going to go latte for, I feel like, cutie. And then you see Marina kind of evolve in this book. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, that was definitely a part of her character arc mm-hmm. to grow into a relationship with God. Because she was just raised with a different faith.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And overall, lasso rating for A Less Convenient Path.
I could go 3 lassos again.
You did 3?
I did 3 because it did keep me page turning, even though it was frustrating. It had me hooked and hogtied. Yeah. So therefore, I give it my 3.
I'd probably go 2, 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's well written. It was just, and I keep smacking my mic with my face here. I need to back up a little bit. Oh, I did it again with my hand. Goodness. Anyways, back to my lasso rating. I'm going to go 2, 2.5. But it's well written. It's just, I think the way the conflict was woven in is just not my favorite style. But I did love those suspense moments. But we know I like suspense because we brought that into the podcast. So, all right. That is the end of our conversation on A Less Convenient Path. And next episode, we will have book 4, A Convenient Escape. I have to pull my cup away look. So I can see the cover sitting over there. So we'll catch you next week. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.